WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Some people think that the relationship between Barbie and Ken is just child's play, but these dolls have been together for over a quarter of a century. Humorist Alice Kahn has delved into the dynamics of this duo, and she has these thoughts to share about Ken.
In his 28 years of existence, no one has looked carefully at the life of Ken, Barbie's boyfriend. I intend to show you that Ken represents the American male's worst nightmare, a guy who is little more than an accessory to a gal. After an extensive investigation into Ken's background and a detailed interview with Ken's spokeswoman Candace Irving of Mattel Toys, I think I know what lurks beneath that hard plastic hollow torso, Mark Ken, copyright 1960. Let's set the record straight. Ken is not gay. Rumors about Ken's sexual orientation surfaced several years ago when an anatomically correct gay doll named Bob came out of the closet. Bob, however, is not to be perceived as Ken's little friend. In fact, according to Ken's publicist, Bob is not even made by Mattel. Bob is in a different market than Ken. Bob is for adults. Ken's very lack of anatomical anything makes it questionable whether he's even straight. But he certainly may be perceived as a total wimp. He exists for no other reason than to serve Barbie. I asked Irving how she imagines Ken spending his day, and she said, "Oh, I think he's mowing Barbie's yard or checking on Barbie's pool or working as Barbie's handyman." I ask, "Doesn't this get a bit oppressive?" I was hoping to get her to admit that Ken's life is hell, but Irving is a PR pro. She said, "Well, he is going out with the world's most famous woman." Ken's fashions have occasionally hinted at an independent existence for the 11 3/4-inch hunk. Over the years, we have seen outfits for Dr. Ken, Fountain Boy Ken, Mr. Astronaut Ken, Roving Reporter Ken, and even a turned-on, tuned-in Groovy Ken in 1969. Irving is upbeat about Ken's future. She says he has a completely different look this year, more GQ. His features are more sculpted, and the new Ken has rooted hair. Nothing like this has happened since the mid-70s, when mod hair Ken had rooted hair down to his shoulders, and new-look Ken came with decal beard, sideburns, and two mustaches. In all the years after, Ken's head was topped with nothing but molded plastic. An anxious nation watches this hairy hero. Will he, like Samson, put on more power with his locks? Will the new Ken be more macho to compete with such rivals as G.I. Joe? Alas for Ken, his market position necessitates his eternal wimpiness. Irving explains, G.I. Joe is a boy's toy, no offense to Madonna. Boys view Ken as being a girl's toy exclusively. Although they may play with him at a girl's house, they wouldn't want the stigma of having their friends know. So, as feminists snicker and empowered men beat the drum for his absent maleness, Ken stares blankly into toy purgatory, and of course, that guy's only doing it for some doll.
Alice Kahn is a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Her latest book is a collection of essays titled My Life as a Gal.